Welcome to a special podcast from The Mark White Show. I am your host, Mark White. Right now, I'm with a young man from Moulton, Alabama, Levi Smith. Levi is friends with Tammy Reist, and if you've heard me talk about Tammy before, she's president of the Alabama Mountain Lakes Tourist Association. Well, Tammy reached out to me about a special program called Second Helping, where they wanted to help those who have gone through the battle of addiction find jobs through the hospitality industry, and this includes restaurants and hotels and anywhere where somebody can be in a service-oriented job, and they're looking for businesses to be part of this. Now, Levi, his mother has been a great friend to Tammy, and Tammy was inspired to begin Second Helping because of her relationship with Levi's mom. Levi was interested in sharing with us the relationship between his mom and Tammy, and then also the Second Helping program and how he feels about the fact that Tammy was inspired by his mom to do this. Welcome to the Mark White Show, Levi.
I heard about the podcast from Tammy about the Second Helping, and it really caught my attention because, you know, Tammy had wanted to start it because of my mom. And to me, that just means the world to me, because that seeing that people like Tammy and the stuff that they do for people like my mom, it could change ways for like people all over the world. And that's the reason that I stuck out, because I wanted other people to know that, like, people like me, it's okay that people go through that stuff, because everybody goes through it. And, you know, it's not something to hide in, because, you know, it's getting in, generations are starting to build it. It's 2019. And I just feel like it is a really good thing that we're coming up with this.
You had a special message that you sent to me that you had written. You made it as a post. Explain what you were talking about to people who are listening right now.
Well, I was mainly talking about, you know, my mom had, it was a week of Thanksgiving, and I wanted people to know that I was thankful for my family, and I was mainly thankful for my mom, because my mom is, you know, like a mom like just any others, and she started out as a teacher, and it doesn't just click in their mind that somebody's just going to wake up one morning and just start drugs or alcohol. It has to be brought on by something. And, you know, it can happen to anybody. Mark, I'm going to read you this, the Thanksgiving post I posted for my mom. So it's Thanksgiving week, and I just wanted to post a little for what I'm thankful for this year. I most certainly thank for my family in this year, especially for my mom. This picture right here means so much to me. My mom means the absolute world to me. She has been through so much, and I've never seen someone as kind-hearted and loving as my mom. In this picture, my mom is sharing her story for an amazing program called Second Helping, and to spread the word for others about what addiction can do to you and your family. And to me, that makes me so proud that my mom is stepping up to encourage others. My mom has always had a love for children and just anyone, especially her two sons, my amazing grandparents and her brother and family. And why am I talking about this is because I've been through this in my life, and it makes me the strong, successful person I am today. My mom's number one regret that she told me that my family, and I'm sorry I put you through this, and I told my mom, I said, it's okay, because I wouldn't be the person I am today. And I am a true believer that out of every bad situation, something good comes out of it. In my prayers and the countless tears and breakdowns I've had over my mom and the sleepless nights and stress and the thoughts that people are going to look at me and my family different because of her situation has come to an end. My mom is now becoming drug-free and building up the mom has always remembered. My mom is one of the strongest people you may ever meet. I'm so glad that God put me through this, because he knew me and my family was strong enough to overcome and get through this. He has answered all my prayers, and I thank God. Mark, I really like the program Second Helping, because without this program, people like my mom wouldn't be able to find jobs. And I agree that, like, with Tammy, wanting to put this on, it just means the world to me, because my mom and Tammy go back a long way. And I feel like Tammy is just the type of person that anybody has heard. I mean, She's took on my family and others I've seen. It's just like it's her own. I mean, exactly me, you know. And I just feel like the Second Helping will help others, and for people who want to get on the program and with other programs.
And I want to say, Levi, that I'm proud of you for sending this message out to responding to Second Helping Program in this way, because I know Tammy has a heart for this and she has a passion for it. As I said before, it's driven because of your mom's situation in the past and the fact that you have forgiveness in your heart, that you have an attitude where you want people who need help to find help and to not be judgmental towards them, but to want them to succeed in life. Says a lot about your character.
Yes, sir. I really thank a lot of these people, because you can see people go from good to bad, and it's just like a blink of an eye. And I think these people aren't bad. It's people who's made a mistake. Everybody makes mistakes. And there's something about them that you can there's no comparisons. A mistake is it's life. And I just feel like the Second Helping is going to help for the people. I think it is really going to be a great thing for kids like me. You know, if it wasn't for Second Helping and my mom finding a job, there wouldn't be no things for me, because, you know, there's parents that's got to, Christmas is coming up. There's parents that need to afford, you know, stuff for their kids and, you know, just to help them out. And I just feel like if it wasn't for the Second Helping, some of this wouldn't be possible.
A few minutes ago, I was coming from Florence, Alabama, and a gentleman who's a police officer, we went to police academy 19 years ago last month. He was telling me about a young lady who had been involved in drug addiction, and she was hoping to start a program where those in rehab could find jobs. And it was such a wonderful thing to be able to tell him, oh, by the way, there's a program that's been started by Alabama Mountain Lakes Tourist Association called Second Helping. And I'm going to get you that information. And when the ball is rolling, I'm going to let you know about it so you can let others know who are asking, like this young lady, for help, that you have an opportunity to help them.
Yes, sir. And I agree. That is, and it's amazing that people has called. And like I said, when I made a post, I just feel like when I made that post, it's going to help others out there. It's going to blast off into, you know, to the social media networks, into the internet, and the people, you know, because it's our generation, people are all over it. And I just feel like it's going to help for those people, because there's help out there if you can get it. And I just really feel like the Second Helping and it's really going to work for people, because just like Tammy, she has done an amazing job, and it's laid out on my heart. Me and her was listening to your podcast with you and Tammy, and it really helped. I broke down and started crying, because I mean, just seeing my mom, listening to her talking about it, it really came to heart, because Tammy's always been there for like me, and I didn't think that somebody that like her would take her responsibility and just blast something like this for somebody like my mom. It makes me feel just amazing. And to the other kids that out there that are bashful because maybe they think that their parents and they're not good enough because maybe their parents have done something. And to those kids, I want to say it's okay to not be okay. It's okay because your parents have had a past, because somewhere down the line in every family, somebody has made a mistake. Don't feel like you're less worthy, because I've been in that position. I've struggled, and I've had bad days and good days because of it. And it's now I'm glad, because I get to tell my story, and I get to, it feels good because I get to spread and hopefully help some other kid out there.
You know, Levi, as I'm listening to you, this is a great opportunity to tell your mom how much you love her.
Yes, sir. Yes, Mom. I just wanted to say thank you. Mainly, you've been there for me through the tough times and everything. You know, we've went from living like a normal family. It's okay, because there's never a normal family. There's always confusion. And thank you for what you do, the hard work and the money and everything that you do for me. It really blesses a lot for me and my brother. And you're one of the strongest persons I know, and that you take what it takes to get what we want. And just thank you, and I really love you, and thank you for fighting through for us.
Great job, Levi. And we're talking about the Second Helping Program. I'm talking to Levi Smith. His mom was an inspiration to Tammy Reist, who stepped up through Alabama Mountain Lakes Tourist Association and started Second Helping Program, which helps those who've had opioid addiction to get back into work in the hospitality industry. It's an amazing program. I want you to check it out. Go to northalabama.org, pick up the phone, and call. If you'd like to be a sponsor, if you are a business owner who would like to employ people who have faced addiction, but are wanting to come out of it and get on a new path, a new road in this life, then let Alabama Mountain Lakes know that you are interested in this program and hiring those people. If you are a person who's been in addiction and feeling like there's no hope, that there's no opportunity out there, Second Helping is hope for you. And I appreciate you joining me here today on The Mark White Show, Levi Smith.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Mark.
Thank you, buddy. You take care.
You too.
And that was Levi Smith from Moulton, Alabama. We appreciate him joining us here on The Mark White Show today, sharing Second Helping and talking about his mom and Tammy Reist and this amazing program that's been developed by Alabama Mountain Lakes Tourist Association. I'm so glad to be a part of it with The Mark White Show. I hope you'll check it out.